and chant Hari name and weep. Oh, you should explain something about this. To stand up.
Hari Katha. I warn you not to touch my feet. Because if you are...
Daily, something, and it will be perfect. So I have come only to remind you that really you are not from this world. You are in jail. Really in jail. Bounded by so many desires. You cannot untie your all these things. So I have come to remind you that you are by your transcendental constitutional form, you are servant of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. Anyhow, you have unluckily come to this world. You know that whole time has been divided into four. Divided into four. What? Satya Yug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug and Kali Yug. This is Kali Yug, like Iron Age, Burning Age. Why it has been called Satya Yug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug and Kali Yug? Especially Yuga. What is the use of calling Yuga? Yug means two. What is two? Dharma and Adharma. What is Dharma? Yeah.
Religion
and
opposite?
Irreligion. Good and bad. By which we can be happy forever. It is dharma, religion. Which shapes up somewhatly all these things. And we can be happy by accepting dharma, by following dharma. And a dharma opposite. In Kali Yuga so much adharma. What adharma? What is that? So much intoxication. Sense gratification. Cheating others. Lying. Speaking lies. Gambling. Even our government gambles. No mercy. Merciless. So we see all kinds of bad is a dharma is in this identity. So in all yugas, in four, the two will be there, dharma, adharma. So this is yuga. Beginning from Kali, we see that in Kali Yuga, the two are there, dharma and adharma. But adharma is very powerful. And gradually, we see also that in Satya Yuga, dharma, adharma. But dharma is powerful and adharma is very weak. Understand what I am going to tell? And gradually from Saptayug, dharma will be weak, weaker and weakest.
Kali Yuga weakest.
And if we count from Kali Yuga, in Kali Yuga, a dharma is highest and Dwapar some less, and then Treta more less, and then Satyug more less. So very nominally. What I am going to tell, and what I am telling, you should tell me.
Srila Gurudev is telling that in those four different eras, which we call yuga, there is always two things, religion and irreligion. And according to the progress of the yuga, first yuga is Satya Yuga, second Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Kali Yuga, Vaas. Now we are in Vaas Yuga of the cycles of four yugas. This will repeat itself all the time, these four cycles. So in the first yuga, Satya Yuga, religion is prominent. And irreligion is very little, hardly it is there. In this
one fourth.
Yeah. So as we progress, second, third, fourth yuga, Kali Yuga, hardly any religion is there. And irreligion is so much prominent, which manifests itself by so many kinds of sense gratification which we are entangled in, so many different kinds of philosophies which in the name of religion only promote sense gratification and mental speculation. So in this unfortunate age, religion is very difficult to discover. At the same time, I don't want to ask you what you will tell. You will see how one can still become most fortunate in this Kali Yuga. We will hear this.
From Srila Gurudev.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to know, this, like us, are we coming from a half city and this universe from Satya Yuga, old when? Are we the old?
We are coming from the first creation. Numerial time. It may be that at that time we were some insects, some worms, some grasses here and there, so many things. And gradually we have come up to this position. So if we will lose this good opportunity where Guru is so good, qualified, and association is good, coming somewhat, and a very good body, not so much diseases, very beautiful, very strong, and even Krishna has given all these things, even you have, and not advantage of these all these things, situations, then you are foolish. You are so much unfortunate. Even it is called that that person is like self-killer. So we must be strong, especially from boyhood. We should try to realize all these things and to be associated in good association. Like Prahlad in the age of five, Dhruva in the age of five, we see so many. If you are not beginning from boyhood, then if you are matured, after 50-60 you cannot. Very hard. Very hard. So we should try from beginning to chant and to remember Krishna. In Kali Yuga, we see that so many sukhe
चीजें
हैं सब सहज ही प्राप्त हो
हियर
एंड देयर ऑल एंड इन्वॉल्व्ड इन लस्ट एंड सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन इजिली वी कैन कलेक्ट एवरीथिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड सो some persons they think that by enjoying we will be satisfied and thus we will give up
self enjoyment
and then we will chant Hari name again. We had a
idea
that there is a cow or any animal who is grazing in a very green park or anywhere. We think that when let us not disturb her, that animal. So by grazing, by taking, eating, when he will be fully satisfied, then he will go away. Understand? But this is not a fact. Next day when he will be hungry, again he will come. And daily he will come. He will not be satisfied. There is a power. And if you are giving some fuel, also some oil, and a thing which burns very easily, like ghee, then for 100 and 1,000 years, it will not be stopped. Fire will not be satisfied. Always increasing. So lust and all worldly desires and sense gratification. If you are going to lust for whole world, new pair, wife and husband, or anyone, so many boyfriend and girlfriend, not only 1 year, 2 years, whole life, and after life of life or life, it will increase. You cannot explain. There is a story in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Madhava Maharaj will speak about that briefly. You should hear and realize. But there was some irreligiousness. At that time, Narad, Brahma, Shankar, and so many were very religious persons. But also Hiranyakashipu was there, Hiranyaksha was there. Very powerful. He has a bone that he will not die in sea, in earth, on earth, in a sky, in day, in night, he will not die by any weapon, by any man made by Brahma, any creature by Brahma, by any animal, not in home,
not outside,
not inside, not in day, not in night,
not in any month,
I should not die. And he became so powerful. Brahma gave him that boon, that all. Oh, you should be like that. And he became. And he became so powerful that he was even master of demigods, and all were bound to follow him and obey him. He used to order Indra for raining the goddess of air or for bombing his palace. So many things. But what happened? His own boy, Prahlad Maharaj, very powerful, not in body, but powerful in Krishna devotion, was very strong. Hiranyakashipu wanted that my son should follow me, obey me. But what he was doing? Always chanting and remembering Krishna. Thus he was so much worried and he wanted to kill Prahlad. But he could not. What Prahlad Maharaj's idea was, sometimes Prahlad was studying in his guru class, and guru told that you should be here and manage. I am going for any job, and went he outside, and Prahlad Maharaj told all the boys, today we should stop playing and you should come and I will discuss something to you, very important. And then he began to tell something. From beginning of life, we should chant Krishna. We should remember him. Then we can be happy, otherwise not. What he told, other teachings, you should tell. And Hiranyakashipu and his brother Hiranyaksha. In Treta Yuga, they became Ravana and Kumbhakaran. Very powerful. Ravana had 10 heads. What is the meaning? Very much intelligent, very much intelligent. Over intelligent. He used to think by 10 heads. He used to take all these things, wine and etc., meat, so many bad things, with 10 mouths. He used to enjoy with not only one wife. He collected moreover than thousands and thousands of very beautiful ladies from king's daughters, king's wives. Here and there he collected. There was plenty of whiskey and all other things there. All the houses of their servant also were of gold and jewels. So all the things, paraphernalia, he want to enjoy, all were very easily there. But was he satisfied? What became in a moment? All that dust. A monkey came from Supreme Personality of Godhead, was pure devotee, but in the form of a monkey he came, and he crossed the ocean so far away. In one jump he went to Lanka and he discovered Sita, that Ravana has stolen away for his enjoyment. Still he was not happy, he was not satisfied. So he brought Lakshmi Devi of Ram to be happy. But monkey came and burnt whole Lanka of gold and jewels. everything. And after that, what became? This monkey jumped again there and he brought Ram, Lakshman and all others. Monkeys, so many monkeys. And in a very short time, couple of days, he destroyed his whole Lanka, damaged. And all were killed. Only Vibhishan, who was a pure devotee, he was saved. So, we should take lesson of all these things. In this world we also see of Napoleon Bonaparte, you know, perhaps Hitler and Mussolini, how demons, big demons were. So many. So don't follow them. Follow devotees. Just to try to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, like whom? Dhruva, Prahlad, better than them, Ambarish Maharaj, better than them, Hanuman, better than them, Pandavas, and better than Pandavas, Uddhava, and moreover, of Brajavasi, Shubhal Sakha, Sridham, moreover Jasoda, Maya and Nanda Baba, and moreover Gopis, and moreover Srimati Radhika. If you want to serve Krishna, oh, these are the examples. Gradually, gradually, gradually. The love and affection and the service of Gopis and Srimati Radhika is best. This is not worldly love and affection. In world, in this world, there is no affection, pure affection or love. All are painful. If it is so good, then why a wife gives up his husband and husband gives his wife? Why? All are cheating each other. All are cheating themselves also. So from beginning, by the teaching of Prahlad Maharaj, not losing one moment even, you should chant and remember Krishna. In the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how? Srina dapi sunikena tarorapi shahishununa amanina manadena kirtanyasa. If you want to chant and remember Krishna, you should try to be, to have these four qualities. Trinadapi sunich. Be what?
Humble
than a blade of grass. Tolerance more than tree. Don't want your praise. Always try to give actual praise to qualified person. If you want to. And then you should chant and remember. Give up all your worldly what? No. Your जो तुम्हें ये है ना अहंकार
false ego
that I'm very beautiful, I'm very learned, I'm very qualified, really these are not qualifications, you are not qualified. If even chanting and realizing Krishna, then you are intelligent, otherwise not. All these qualifications will take you to ruin. So don't believe in that. Give up all kinds of false ego. At once, you should try to chant. What? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Oh, more louder and all at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Oh, this one name that you are now chanting, oh, it will lead you to Golok Vrindavan. One day, surely, if you are not doing any offense in the lotus feet of any high class of Vaishnava, then it must. Even one name you have done. So try to do, chant one, at least one pure name. What we are chanting now, not pure. There are so many desires in our heart, so many offenses. So try to give up all these things. And then pure name will come. First will come what we are now chanting, oh, offense name. And after that, if you are a good association, like Swamiji came, like so many, so then some semblance of name may come. Then all your bad things will go away. Very quickly, very quickly. Especially false ego will go. No harm if you are lusty. No harm if you are not so much qualified. But don't be duplicity. Have duplicity. Outwardly one and inwardly. Don't be like that. If you are lusty, no harm. By chanting, all will go away very soon. But if you are following duplicity and all these things, then it will do often. So try to be very careful for these offenses and chant and go on doing. Very soon, Krishna will arrange high class of association gradually and you will develop. Don't think that oh, we are so weak. Even I am in India, here and there, but I always remember all. Whether you know or not, I remember all. And that is why I came. To help you, that don't be weak. Go on chanting. More qualified, more qualified. Sometimes Krishna may send, oh, Swamiji, your Prabhupada. Sometimes he may send, oh, any high class of devotees like Rupa Goswami. He may send Prahlad Maharaj. So don't worry. Go on chanting, remembering. If you are going, and very strong, then Krishna will manage everything. So go on. Go, Pramanandi. Thank you.